Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. This is the last Sunday of the month, and we will have our fellowship luncheon directly following the service. Everyone is invited for good food and good fellowship. There will be a deacons meeting at 2:00 this afternoon in the conference room. Being the last Sunday of the month, all other activities scheduled on Sunday afternoon are canceled. We normally do have a service at Pacific Hills Manor on the last Sunday of the month, however, But they have canceled that. We are canceling that. There is some sickness going throughout the facility there. And so please pray for the recovery of those afflicted. There will be a youth Bible study on Tuesday, February 2nd at 7:30 p.m. at the Tomlinson home. There is one other thing. The new church directories are now available for 2010, and they're available in the ushers have them at the rear of the church. And so please refer to the insert in your bulletin for other activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 100, verses 3 and 4. Know that the Lord is God. It is He that made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 32, Blessed Be the Name.
Thank you.
Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 208, Are You Washed in the Blood? Please stand now as we sing hymn number 207, O Happy Day.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you with the words of King David and that beautiful Psalm 135, when he says, you that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise God, for the Lord is good. Father, yes, you are good to us. And in spite of anything that happened, sickness, loss of employment, circumstances that we cannot plan or hold them, you are still good to us. You love us, you care for us, and you are teaching us every day, whether by the word or by the experience of life, how you are a mighty God, who control all things, and who give us the ability to walk in this world with the peace of God and with a mind settled in the kingdom of God. So, Father, whatever Satan does cannot affect us unless we let him. And so I pray, Lord, that each one of us who claim to be Christians may stand strong before the archenemy of God, Satan himself. Father, we are delighted to broadcast the service over the airways of KKMC, over the internet, with so many friends across America, so many friends who care for the ministry and support the ministry with their offerings. Thank you, Father, for each one of them. And then, Father, thank you that the CD ministry reaches homes and people who cannot maybe go to church, and now they can listen to the worship of God and the word of the living God. Thank you. Thank you, Father. But also we thank you for missionaries like Carol and Ruth Nott, Eusebio and Maritza Perez, David and Denise Rode, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Varetti, Dante and Maruja Ravines, Jose and Diane Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. These are families who work with us in different fields to reach people, to surrender their life to the King of Kings, our Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to have a building, to have a place, and to voice your word and the praises to your name. We come to you today, O Father, with perhaps a heavy heart, perhaps a heart who is worried, perhaps sickness, perhaps who knows what each one of us have in our own heart. Speak to us. Lead us to the confidence and the one who can make us strong and carry on to everlasting life. Thank you, Father, for each person here in the auditorium, for each one who visits us today. May this be a great and pleasant experience in their life. May this be a wake-up call for them to focus their life in Jesus and in Jesus alone. And then follow, there is a service of fellowship and food and chatting together. We pray that as we do so, the name of Christ be honored. And that we, the people of God, may rejoice because we have the peace of God. And then, Father, will be a baby shower for Alondra, the beautiful baby born to one family here in the church. And we pray that there will be a moment of joy and Ada will feel the presence of God and the love of our people for them. Thank you, Lord, that we can love each other just as Christ loved us, because the Holy Spirit enabled us to love. And now as we continue in this service, may the peace of God, may the love of God and the mind of God be in our hearts so that we can listen and follow. Father, the church is supported by your people. And your people are generous and loving and given to the church. And so, Father, I pray that you bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Luke. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1131. We will be reading Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 24. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 11 through 24. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you. We thank you for preserving for us the written word. We are assured that it never changes and that it endures forever, even as you never change. We thank you that you have made it possible to come to you in spite of our sins because of the life and death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you for the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, causing us to turn around and repent of our sins. Our trust and confidence is not in the flesh, but in you, who will keep us even to the last day. We pray now that you would bless your servant, Gabriel Otero, our teacher and our pastor, as he comes to explain the great truths of Scripture. Give us ears to hear, along with those listening on the radio and internet and CD. Help us to grow in maturity as your children so that we may live our lives in accordance with your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?